Well, once again, this is a new fundraiser that we came up with. We're trying to come up with some new, fresh ideas for fundraising efforts for the VFW. And one of our members came up with the idea of doing a memorial ride, so we put together a committee of guys and came up with a plan to do this on October 3rd, which is this coming Saturday. And Jeeps, motorcycles, collector cars, you name it. If it has four wheels or two wheels, it's welcome to come. And we're hoping to have a good turnout for this event. We're going to do registration at 9 o'clock. So every person, there's a $10 entry fee. And all of the a portion of the proceeds from this event will go towards bringing the Vietnam Wall to Alito's Rhubarb Fest next year. So it's kind of twofold. It's to help out the VFW, but it's also to raise funds for the Mercer County Traveling Vietnam Wall. Like I said, it's $10 a person. Registration's at 9 o'clock. We hope to leave town at 10. We will start in the parking lot of the VFW, and then we'll travel to New Boston's Memorial, then on to Keysburg's Memorial, and then we will go to Alexis and visit their memorial, and then on to Galesburg, and then stop at Alpha's Memorial, and then finish up at New Windsor, and then the ride will end back at our memorials at the VFW. We have a little bit of everything for everybody that day. We've had a ton of businesses, and I gotta say thank you to Brittany Preston and Deidre Engel, who have done a great job at reaching out to a lot of businesses. And we've got, I believe, over about 20 different baskets that have been put together, and we're gonna do a silent auction that day. We also have pork chop supper that night at the end of the ride. And then we've also got live music that plays from 7 to 10 at the VFW with local band Vital Signs.